Because if one simply looks at the reality of the situation, it's quite right. Alfred was taken by surprise. He manages to get away with his personal retinue. He goes somewhere where he seems to know already he can establish a fortress somewhere where he's going to be secure. And
is there any evidence that he established a fortress in some way? I thought the point was that he moved around like the Vikings had done.
We're told that he went to Athelney, and that there he fortified the place to create a...
Though after a period where he
after a period in which we're described him as having wandered. But this whole thing takes place in a small number of months.
In January he's forced to flee.
And by May he's gathered a substantial army and is facing the Vikings in the Battle of Edington, it appears, where he wants to fight.
Good. Well, let's just go over those few months once more before we get to the battle. He's routed. We agree that, right? He goes to the Somerset Marshes and that, yes, and with a small retinue, and for a while moves around. He's mobile, and there are certain guerrilla attacks take place there. Then he gets some base there, and he begins at Egbertstone. He calls for the people of that area of Wessex to come.
He's presumably reconnoitring. He's presumably seeing how many men he has still in the field that he can summon in due course.
We can't do this without the cakes. Nobody's going to like the bloke who spills the beans about the cakes.
Hold on, you,
Richard.
Yes. The story of the cakes seems to appear in Asa, Alfred's biography. However, it's not that simple. The first published edition of Asa in 1574 was done by Archbishop Parker, who was a great enthusiast for Anglo-Saxon manuscripts and Anglo-Saxon history. He was also a great enthusiast for remaking both Anglo-Saxon manuscripts and Anglo-Saxon history. And when he was doing his edition of Asa, he interpolated information from other sources, and one of the sources, the Annals of St. Neots, made at Bury St. Edmunds in the 12th century, included this splendid story about Alfred not looking after the cakes while he was seeking refuge with a herdsman and being chided for burning them. And Matthew Parker put this into his edition. That text was then printed and reprinted, and the manuscript itself was burnt in 1731, leaving us with Parker's edition as the standard form of reference. And it was only in the 19th century that people began to query and realise that this was a later interpolation. Having now dashed people's image, one might say that the story itself is certainly current in the 10th century, and our earliest witness to a version of it is late 10th century. And to the extent that it shows us Alfred musing on the troubles of his life, seeing them as a judgment from God, and seeing humility as a way of getting back God's favour, it's quite consistent with what we know about Alfred's character from his own words.